Welcome everybody, Shir number 1227. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv, Bemer Bayan Zisa Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe, Lerfu Shlema Miriam Rezel Basdina. Getting back to our malacha of our new malacha, actually, of Choresh plowing. Okay, so I want to start today Bezras Hashem, the malacha of Choresh plowing. So we'll get into what it's all about. But just to go through some examples, some people are probably thinking, what does plowing have to do with me? I don't have a field. I don't have a farm. What's the problem? So there's many various different shilas questions that come up. For example, number one, sweeping. Somebody wants to sweep the ground. Let's say it's a dirt ground. Is there a problem sweeping? What about, is it a problem sweeping indoors when it's not a dirt ground? Sometimes somebody wants to rub something off of their shoe. They have something on the shoe that wants to rub it off, but it's a dirt ground over there. So is that a problem? They're going to start rubbing off the shoe. They might be making a hole, hole possibly in the ground. An interesting question which is brought down the Shulchan Aruch, which we'll try and get into. Somebody's schlepping a chair or a bench, right? And they're schlepping it, let's say, in a place where there's dirt. You know, it's not a regular hard ground, and it's possibly outside, whatever the case is. And there's a dirt ground. And so now, when you schlep the bench, you're making holes in the ground, right? You're dragging the bench, and it's going to be scraping the ground. Is that a problem of choresh plowing? Now, it explains to us the Sefer Lamedes Melachos, as we always try and start off with him, in the introduction and get an understanding as to what it's all about. On page 251 in the Melach of Choresh, all the way in the beginning, so he says the Choresh, the Melach of Choresh, is anything, and it's basically like this: these actions, plowing, digging, hoeing, raking, fertilizing, or adding soil, soil enhancers. These are various different actions of plowing. So again, certain things in general, people are not using fertilizer, and people are not using soil enhancers in general. But a lot of times it comes up, the digging, the plowing, the whatever the case is, like we said, schlepping a chair on the floor, sweeping, sometimes children outside. I've seen a shaila in the past also. Sometimes children wonder, what about playing ball outside, right? In a case in time, when a person could play ball or have to play, we're not getting into the whole thing of a ball itself. Let's say kicking a ball along the ground, and it's bouncing on the ground, a dirt ground, is that a problem? Interesting case which comes up all the time. A person has a baby carriage, right? You want to go with a baby carriage, and it's now on a dirt ground. So by person going on the dirt ground, the wheels are turning on a dirt ground, and they're making imprints in the ground. Is that a problem of choresh plowing? Because the bottom line is you're making some sort of impressions in the ground. We're not talking about the melach of kosev right now, but as far as the impressions or the holes or the lines in the ground, is that a problem of choresh plowing possibly because it falls under the digging part? Okay, so we'll try and get to all these various different type of instances. A person has a carriage outside. It was warm weather, and many times it's only a dirt ground. Could I go with the carriage? Is there a problem with that? Okay, so we're going to see how all these. The point I'm trying to make now is that we see many various different interesting questions do come up in reference to choresh plowing, which a person might think, well, what does plowing have to do with me? But we see that it does come up. Especially in the warmer weather when people are more outside and so on. So let's just start from the beginning. So it brings down the Sefer Lamedes Melachos on page 251. What exactly is Choresh? So he says Choresh, the basic premise of Choresh. Choresh is the preparation of the soil or landscape for the purpose of making it more suitable for seeding or planting. Okay, so that's the bottom line, what Choresh is. The preparation, mamash, the preparation of the soil. Therefore, any improvement land, soil, or in any way, like we've spoken about, plowing, digging, hoeing, raking, these type of things, fertilizing, any type of improvement to the soil or to the dirt ground over there, which we'll see. And also we want to see, what about sand? So any type of improvement to the regular dirt ground falls under the melach of choresh. And like we said, does it apply to sand, loose sand? A child plays in sand somehow, a sandbox, is that a problem of choresh also over there? Okay, so we'll try and get to all those various different shilas. Bezrus Hashem. Let's just see what he brings down, Choresh in the Mishkan. So obviously all of the 39 Melachos start off with an action which was done in the Mishkan. Where do we have plowing Choresh in the Mishkan? He brings down Again, on page 251, according to many authorities, agriculture was necessary for the production of certain the herbs and the dyes and so on, for the different colors in the areas and in the curtains and the tapestry and the mishkan and so on. So they had to plant these various different type of herbs that for various different type of dyes, different type of colors. So obviously planting, chorish, the plowing part, is obviously part of the planting. So chorish was a vital step in the gardening and farming process and was therefore one of the important actions done in the Mishkan, and thereby Chazal made it one of our 39 malachas. He says other commentaries want to say, explain that wheat, for example, right, wheat, lachem apanim, or whatever the case is, the wheat, and not only the herbs, but wheat also was being produced, and of course the same thing, wheat was necessary for making of the lechem, lechem apanim, and so on, the showbread, one of the regular karbonis required in the Mishkan, and therefore obviously the plowing, the chayrish of is a course of essential, it's obviously the first step in the production of the wheat. So that's an important thing to keep in mind. Those are some of the various different actions which were done in the Mishkan, whereby Chazal said becomes one of the lamites malachis of plowing. Okay, so now obviously we know in all the malachas you have a av malacha, and then you have a tolder. Av malacha is the main malacha, the main action that was done in the Mishkan, and the tolder is anything similar, but would still also be a drabbanan. We want to make that clear. A lot of times I've heard in the past people want to say a tolder is only a drabbanan. Tolder has nothing to do with drabbanan. Tolder is just a very similar action that's still the araisa of that malacha. Okay, so he brings out like this, loosening the soil. He says number B, whatever the case is, he says loosening the soil. The act of plowing itself, the loosening of the soil itself, is the av malacha of chayresh, plowing. Plowing loosens and cultivates the soil, therefore thereby making the land more suitable for planting. Okay, those of us who plant, do planting, understand what this is all about. The plowshare, the plowshare cuts into the hard ground, loosening the soil, and of course forming long furrows in which seeds and pits and bulbs or whatever the case is can be effectively implanted. Therefore, many activities that loosen the soil would be a tolda. So that what we just explained is the av. But therefore, any activity that loosens the soil, a way of loosening up the soil, making furrows and so on, or loosening it up itself, would fall under the tolda of chayresh, which again is a similar action. If it's done, you know, it's a similar action done a different way, even if planting is not their intention. In other words, when I drag a chair on the ground, when I sweep the floor, when I go with my carriage or whatever, these various different types of actions have nothing to do with planting, right? It's, in other words, the point we're trying to say is not every time that somebody makes a hole in the ground does it have to do with planting, but still it falls under the malacha of chayresh, plowing. Okay, we're going to continue on and see more details, obviously, and the practical applications in the upcoming shiurim. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha and bracha, kol tov.